This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. One important question that comes up to a regular individual's mind is, what is the concept of fasting? What is the philosophy of fasting? Why do we have to fast? What are the benefits of fasting? And you may be wondering why your, for example, Muslim neighbor, friend, or co-worker has to fast the entire month of Ramadan. There are many reasons, and there are many benefits to the fasting. Some are spiritual and some are social. Now, let's discuss the spiritual dimension of fasting. The fasting during the month of Ramadan is not for atonement. It's not a sort of punishment. It is a religious ritual for a positive purpose, for a very important purpose. The Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Verse 183 of chapter Al-Baqarah. In this verse, which makes fasting an obligation on Muslims, of course, Almighty Allah says that, O people who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you just as it was prescribed for those people before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that hopefully you may guard yourself against displeasing God. Now, this is the last part of the verse, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, constitutes the purpose, the philosophy of fasting. And of course, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ has been translated like this as well. You may become pious or more aware of God. Now, this part of the verse points to the spiritual purpose of fasting, the purpose for which fasting has become obligatory. Now, let me explain the spiritual dimension of fasting further. As we all know, God has created various powers within us. On the one hand, we have soul, the conscience, the spiritual dimension, and on the other hand, God has also created the elements of anger and desire in us. So we have, different faculties that God has bestowed upon us. We have the soul, we have conscience, we have the spiritual dimension, and we have also the physical dimension. We have, for example, anger, and of course we have desire. Anger is, for example, the power that repels whatever we think to be harmful to ourselves. And desire is the element within us which attracts whatever we perceive to be beneficial to us. There is a constant struggle between the soul, the conscience, and the reason. There is struggle between all these aspects of all these dimensions of the human existence. The powers of anger and physical desire are in constant struggle with the soul, with the conscience and the reason. We can say that the spiritual dimension is always struggling against the physical dimension, and these two dimensions are together. So each one tries to subdue and to overpower the other one. Sometimes it's reason, it's conscience, it is the soul that dominates the human existence. And sometimes it is the lust, the physical power, the anger, and the physical desire that dominates the human body and the human soul, So all our emotions and physical desires can be classified, under anger, under desire, and of course, anger, when we talk about anger and desire, these are the elements that represent the emotions and the physical, aspect of human being. But obviously these dimensions of human life are important for our survival in this world. Islam says that a successful human being is a person who controls the powers of anger and desire by the means of his conscience or by his reason. Only by controlling not totally suppressing, of course, because Islam is completely opposed to suppressing the physical desire. They are kind of a blessing in disguise. You know, we are not supposed to completely suppress the physical and the emotional aspects of ourselves. But of course, by controlling the anger and the desire, a person can attain a balanced personality. Let's have a break. We will be back.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Islam wants its followers to be in control of their lives and not to become slaves of their desires. That's the main point. And of course, this is indeed the major jihad in Islam, you know, fighting against the carnal desires and of course, controlling our desires and our emotions is a very important goal of our life. It's even considered as a jihad akbar or a major jihad, you know. And it's a kind of spiritual struggle which goes within each of us. Each individual, each human being has these desires and the struggle is there. Obviously, everyone knows that there is a continuous and a constant struggle in going on within the human conscience, within the human soul and body, and his emotions are always involved in this struggle. The month of Ramadan is an annual training program for Muslims to strengthen their soul and spirit, to energize themselves spiritually by strengthening their willpower. And fasting is a spiritual program by which one can bring the powers of anger and desire in control of one's soul and reason. So this is the benefit of fasting. This is the virtue of fasting. This is the merit and the advantage which we can expect to get from fasting. How does the fasting of Ramadan help us in this way? Well, by totally abstaining from food, drink and sexual activity, the strongest of desires that God has created within us, of course, for 29 or 30 days. This practice of abstaining from food, drinking and sexual activity strengthen our spirit and soul. We will gain more willpower and be in better control of ourselves rather than the slaves of our desires. We can control our emotions, our feelings, our, you know, desires better, and we will not end up becoming slaves of our desires by fasting, by abstaining. Because this is a practice, a struggle that is supposed to end in this kind of benefit. At the end of Ramadan, a Muslim hopes to have become spiritually a stronger person, in control of his life, in control of his emotions, and in control of his feeling. In this sense, of course, it is indeed God's blessings to us that we have the fasting of month of Ramadan every year. Of course, there are many other days in the Islamic calendar when fasting is recommended, but it's not obligatory. Of course, brothers and sisters, these are some of the benefits, virtues of fasting. Inshallah, we will cover the benefits of fasting in the following episode. We will talk about the impacts that the fast can have on our soul, on our body, and our conscience, and how it can change our life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash.
He knows
every thought I have and every word I share.